Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And this is hour number three from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Joining us now, in a very kind motion of trying to catch up with me and everything else, writer and podcaster Rob Morse. How are you, sir?
Bill, I had a great trip. I'm so glad you were able to fit me in this week. Thank you.
Did you have a tornado down there where you're at?
I did. So I traveled to Mexico on vacation. And I'm there, and somebody goes, Rob, do you know you had a tornado back home? It landed about 2 miles away. Yeah, that was me again. In the last year, two hurricanes, a freeze, a flood, and now we'll add a tornado. It's been an interesting year.
You know, none of that ever happens in South Carolina where I live.
It's sounding better all the time.
None of that ever happens. And like, we read about the freeze. We read about the hurricanes and all that other stuff. But it never actually happens here. I'm just thinking, if I had the money, I would go buy a lumber yard just outside of Louisiana.
Right.
Because I'll bet you that guy does a busting business. Because all the rebuilding that's always happening.
Well, we have actually bid up the price of lumber. I kid you not. With all the devastation we've had down here, you're 100% right. Now, Chicago doesn't have an excuse. No tornadoes.
No. Nope.
No hurricanes. They do get a freeze, but they managed to shoot 28 people, six of them fatally over the weekend. I mean, New Orleans will get crazy on Halloween, but that's not what we do down here.
Right.
But again, we can carry concealed almost everywhere.
Right.
Harder to do. Right. And of course, go ahead.
Well, I mean, and in the open too, yeah.
Yeah. Which you can't do. It's interesting. I was reading a legal brief saying, you know, the Supreme Court might say how you can conceal an open carry. And I go, you realize you can't open carry in New York. So it's embarrassing when people speculate before doing their homework. But that brief happens tomorrow, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
November 3rd. I got to read another legal brief. Now, it's dated news. This is the one where a judge ruled that the taxes that were imposed by Cook County on guns and ammunition. Judge looked at that a little more and said, no, that's unconstitutional. That's a poll tax.
Right.
This is a human right, and you're taxing it. And on top of that, you've left it so you can steal the money, and there's no evidence that the way you're spending it actually makes people safer from gun violence, if there is such a thing. Well, and That was interesting, but again, barely news. Here's something I thought was amazing. So one of the gun stores, now there are none in Chicago proper, but they are in Cook County, said, hey, you guys should be able to file for the taxes you paid because they were unconstitutional. Until you get them back, we're going to give you like a $25 discount on firearms because the tax was $25 a gun and, what was it, 10 cents on a centerfire round and 5 cents on a rimfire. Gun sales went up 65%. 65%. So that's great. I'm glad there's still a taste of freedom in Illinois. But what does that say to a judge? A judge who says, oh, those taxes were, those were inconsequential. Those weren't burdens on a right to keep and bear arms. 65% of us thought it was. That's how many more people came when those taxes were removed. I wonder what a judge would say if we taxed free speech so that newspaper circulation fell by 65%. Do you think that would be a significant infringement, Bill?
You know, I don't think that activists, leftists, anybody's look at any sort of a tax as an infringement. I think if you had to go out and get permission to say certain things, get permits to say certain things, they would probably be all up in arms about that. But I don't really know because, you know, every time I tried to explain this to somebody one time that was trying to tell me how there should be a law in place because the mainstream media was saying lies about Donald Trump. And they wanted them to be, and you may know who I'm talking about, they wanted them to be punished for sedition, and they wanted there to be a law where they had to tell the truth and all this other stuff. And I said, that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Do you understand that every time something is legislatively passed, that one day there will be somebody in power who is not friendly to our side that will weaponize that against us? They will get out there and say that we're out there spreading a bunch of false information, that guns really don't get used in self-defense and all this other stuff. We're dangerous, seditious people. And now we've given them a vehicle to prosecute us on it.
I missed listening to your show when I was in Mexico, Bill. One of the strengths, and there is no carry in Mexico. One of the strengths of the United States is that there is a free market for ideas. You're on. There's thousands of voices, and you listen to the ones that you think make sense and tell you the truth. Thank you, Bill Brady. Thank you, Genesis Communications.
Well, it's my pleasure. I mean, I do it the same reason you do it.
But I get to be on here a few minutes a week, and you give it, you know, three strikes a day, 5 days a week, and a bonus one on the weekend.
Yes, sir.
We've got a minute and a half here. How could you not? When I was down in Mexico was when Alec Baldwin started shooting former employees. And here's what I thought of that, because people ask me down there, you know, how could that happen? And you go, it's easy. It's really easy. I mean, people in the gun culture work to keep that from happening every day. We are paranoid about safety. Think of it, Bill. I tried to explain dry practice to someone who didn't know about it. The gun's empty. The gun has a block in it. All the ammunition is removed from the room. And even then, I won't point it at my practice partner. I'll point it at a target on a bookcase. I'll point it at a mirror if we're going to practice a quick draw scenario, an action reaction. Because we're that paranoid, we want that much defense in depth.
Sure.
Yeah, I can understand how you have accidents.
Yeah, I used to wonder when I... Well, you know what? I'll tell you this on the other side. Tell everybody how to find you, please.
Cool. I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I co-host the Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, the writing is picked up and carried at Second Call Defense and on Ammoland. I get to write the Armed Citizens column at Ammoland once a week.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Fight Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed. Check them out. DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking with writer and podcaster Rob Morse. So, what's on your mind, sir? Where would you like to go? We got Rob.
Wanted to talk about it. You there?
Say that again. One more time.
Yeah. We were talking about Alec Baldwin and how the gun owners I know in the United States are obsessed with safety. And that tickled something. You wanted to comment. And you've been talking about this, I would guess, for a week by now. And I'm still curious what you have to say.
It's so bad I've been having to be guests on other people's shows. That's how bad it's been.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of terms. They're trying very hard to control the narrative. And this was a negligent homicide or involuntary manslaughter. This was not a prop gun. This was a real gun. That means they were using real guns on the production, and they had real guns and ammunition, real ammunition, on the set. They had already had other things that had happened. There was a bunch of people that had walked off due to the safety violations, all this other stuff. And the safety violations were brought about by trying to save money on the budget. The producer that would be trying to save money on the budget would have been Alec Baldwin. And, you know, it was a bunch of errors that resulted in a death and a wounding.
Yeah.
And you know, back in the day, they used to teach the Boy Scouts how to shoot. And what would a Boy Scout tell you? You know, like an 11, 12-year-old Boy Scout, he would tell you, treat all guns like they're loaded.
Right.
And
I heard one pundit say, you know, a single NRA member, I could be a 15-year-old, took a firearm safety class. He'd look at what they were doing and say, stop. This isn't safe. As I understand it, the prop master was kept off the set, outside of the set was set up to look like a church because of COVID regulations, and they wanted to restrict the number of people in there. People had taken live firearms from the set and gone out shooting with them. I believe an assistant director handed a gun to Baldwin and said, cold gun. And Baldwin, rather than pulling the trigger six times while the gun was pointed in a safe direction, that standard procedure, proceeded to use that in a rehearsal of a scene and killed somebody. So, yeah, this is just a mess from beginning to end. The good news, bad news is a lot of people were guilty. Anybody could have stopped it. And their attitudes towards safety eroded step by step, layer by layer, until there was an accident. I talked about the four safety rules because you can break a couple of them for a moment and not kill someone.
Right.
And every time you, even if you don't break them, you just bend them, you go, ooh, that was closer than I like, and you feel a sense of embarrassment. That's the U.S. gun culture. We're good at that, Bill. I think we do a great job educating our members. We have millions of new gun owners who are learning those reactions now.
Yep. The other thing about this is that they didn't have this chain of custody you're normally supposed to have with a gun. When that assistant director picked it up and called it a cold gun.
Yeah.
He should have verified it was a cold gun because nobody handed him the gun. He picked the gun off of a table. And instead of verifying it himself, which it's a single action revolver. You pull back, open the gate, spin the cylinder, look down each chamber. Now he had four dummy rounds and one live round in the gun. Specifically speaking, in most productions, unless the gun actually calls for dummy rounds, or unless the gun actually calls for blanks, you don't put anything in the gun. If it's just for a rehearsal, you do take a cold gun there. You don't leave dummy rounds in it. Because leaving dummy rounds in it without clearing those dummy rounds out, then once again you have the chance, not, you know, making sure, extracting everything, making sure everything's clear of that gun, then you have another Brandon Lee situation that could occur.
Right.
So he picked it up and just said, cold gun, and handed it to Alec Baldwin. And Alec Baldwin said, oh, cold gun, cool. And then he, in the course of his, which one, the other thing they did in the, you're not actually supposed to point guns at people in movie productions.
Right.
They're supposed to do, yeah. Not the camera person, not the, not another actor, not a stunt person, nobody.
And to me, that says, weren't the people involved in the production, were they that callous that they didn't set up a place where that gun would be aimed and put something in place that would stop a bullet? You and I do that every time we conduct dry practice.
Right.
And if we can't, if we're in a hotel room and they're gypsum walls, we won't do it.
Right.
That's a requirement before you do this. So... Well, eventually a judge and jury will tell us who was guilty of what and to what degree. But it's a tragedy.
It will all come back to him. But, I mean, supposedly the cinematographer was trying to block off the shot, which means she was trying to frame it.
Sure.
And you know, get so that meant that she was using a rendition of a lens and she was trying to figure out which focal length and everything. And that could have been done without him aiming at her.
Right.
And the fact that he, I mean, I can't imagine a world where I sit back and say to my, I mean, if you told me, Bill, aim your empty gun at me, make sure it's empty, make sure it's really empty, now aim it at me. I would look at you and say, Rob, I got a few places you can go to right about now. I'm not going to tell you out loud because I'm on the radio, but Rob, there's a lot of places you can go. Because I'm not aiming a gun at you unless you and I are in a gunfight and I'm intending to try to hurt you.
Exactly. So, we won't do it.
Nope.
We won't do it.
So coming up on the break. Tell everybody how to find you.
Yep.
Tell everybody how to find you now.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast and I co-host the Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, the gun articles go up at Ammoland. I also get to write the Armed Citizens column there once a week. Usually I write that after I come off the show with Bill and the Ninjas. Thank you, Bill.
Yep. I'm going to be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The political universe is focused on Virginia's governor race today. Democrat Terry McAuliffe and Republican Glenn Youngkin are running dead even, and pundits say the race impacts the fate of President Biden's agenda and is a bellwether for next year's midterm elections. Senate Democrats say they've reached a deal on lowering prescription drug pricing for senior citizens and families.
This deal will directly reduce out-of-pocket drug spending for millions of patients every time they visit the pharmacy or doctor.
Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, calling it an important part of President Biden's agenda, telling reporters it will significantly lower drug prices while curbing price gouging. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell calling it a Trojan horse for expensive new government programs fueled by the far left. USA Radio News. President Biden and other world leaders continue their meetings in Glasgow, Scotland at the COP22 UN Summit Climate Change Conference to address global warming. The president announces an agreement with 100 other countries to limit deforestation by 2030, calling it an integral part of addressing climate change.
Conserving our forests and other critical ecosystems is an indispensable piece of keeping our climate goals within reach, as well as many other key priorities that we have together.
The White House is revealing a new strategy to curb suicides in the United States, including among service members and veterans, a statement identifying firearms as the most common method of all suicides. The policy promoting safe firearm storage in homes and highlighting best practices for firearms dealers. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Speaking with Rob Morse, as we do.
Yeah, you brought up something. You said you'd be hard-pressed to think of where a judge actually considered the Second Amendment a real right and treated it that way. And I was agreeing with you, and something nagged at me. All right, it's a small virtue, but it's still there, Bill, and we shouldn't ignore it. It was in Oregon just a few weeks ago where a young lady almost 2 years ago, 3 years ago now, said, hey, I want to buy a gun, and a gun store, I think it's called Bi-Mart, not even sure what it is. To me, it sounds like Walmart, a knockoff, said, no, you're 18. We won't sell guns to 18-year-olds. And she said, wait a minute. Hold on there. It's legal to sell firearms to somebody under the age of 21, ammo as well. That's age discrimination. And some lower courts said, no, it's not really. And then the Oregon Court of Appeals said, okay, so we're going to let businesses choose to decide when they want to sell firearms to people or not. No, that looks too much like, you don't look old enough. You know, you don't look the right color. No, that's discrimination, be it on age, sex, or race. Can't go on. So she's allowed to proceed with her court case. What bothers me is that there have been cases like this that advanced, except it takes so long in the court that the court then ruled them moot because the plaintiff was now over 21 years old. Let's see, and let's hope that this one does better.
Yeah, that kind of thing is, unfortunately, you know, they're out there. They're always trying to create lists. They're always trying to create lists. You're too, the anti-gunners, they want you to be on a list. And it's always a prohibited for this reason list. You're on the anti-flyer list. You are, you know, the veterans who got out there and spent their money on Slim Jims and lotto tickets. Well, they obviously were crazy. So they need to go. No gun rights for you. Social Security dependent people, no guns for them. They're always trying to make a list. And when you can take and make one based upon age, you got a guaranteed 3 years that somebody can't buy a gun from the time they're 18 to 31. But they're adults and they can, you know, they can work and they can do taxes and serve the country and vote and all this other stuff, get married, all these other things. But they can't buy a gun. So they're always trying to make a list, and whenever they can make a list, for the gun grabbers, it's always a thing about lists. That's all it is. They're just trying to create another list, another category of prohibited people.
What I hope is that some of those, quote, prohibited people, many of whom can now vote, will go, you know, that's infringing my right to defend myself. Yeah. Or if not me, it's infringing my brother's or my sister's right. And they're living on their own now. They've got a job. Why can't they protect themselves? What's interesting is that, and I've dug those numbers up. Bill, you're bringing so many interesting things to mind. You and I know that firearms owners with a carry permit are extraordinarily law-abiding. Police are more law-abiding than the general public. People with a concealed carry permit are more law-abiding than the police. And that happens to be true even if they're 18, 19, and 20 years old.
Right.
That's fascinating.
Why do I think that is? I don't know. I think there's something about that permit. When I got my permit, and I don't know about you, but it was concealed carry only here.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so, of course, when I'm out and about, when I got that concealed carry permit, I began to worry whether or not I was actually concealing successfully. So I would touch the gun and feel the gun and adjust the gun and all this other stuff because I did not want to break the law. I didn't want to break the law because in South Carolina there was only concealed until very recently. So, and I also became more conscious of how fast I was going. I became more conscious of what I was doing when I was out and about. I became more conscious of not accidentally rolling something out of the grocery store on the buggy that the cashier missed. I just started looking for ways to not commit crime. Because committing any crime, my presumption would be if you commit a crime, well, guess what? One of the first things that's going to go is going to be.
Right.
So
you felt the weight of the gun.
Yep. And I mean, here in this state at the time, we're all approved by a central organization, the SLED, South Carolina Law Enforcement Division. It's not county by county or anything. And the head of SLED, Robert Stewart, was against concealed carry. So now that it didn't slow him down from issuing any. It's a shall issue state. So, I mean, in the event that something went awry, it would be because of something in your background check and not because they were trying to hold you up. But if something did happen, they would not hesitate to revoke for cause. So I became very aware of that. And I mean, I'll be honest with you. When I got out of the military, the day I got out, a week before I got out of the military, I had my last SATA briefing, which was Subversion and Espionage Directed Against America. And this was basically, I worked in an intel battalion. This was an intel briefing. And every time I had one of those things, I was, it just scared me half to death, just because of some of the stuff they would tell us that was present in the country at the time. And this is back in 1990. And when I got out of the service, there was no provision in South Carolina to carry a gun unless you were a state constable, which was, it cost about $4,000 to become a state constable just in the stuff you had to buy, and you had to know somebody in politics to appoint you to be a state constable. So I just started carrying a gun anyway.
When did concealed carry shall issue come to South Carolina?
It was probably in the mid-2000s, I think. I'd have to look it up. I did not get my permit until 2011.
Oh, well, happy decade.
Yeah.
Well, isn't that interesting? Your story is like millions of others. You know what? John Lott, just we're over 21 million of us with our carry permits now. We think the number's far higher because, well, we've got 16, 17 states, depending on, again, depending on how you count, that have constitutional carry. So, wow. Typically, 10% of the adult population will carry when the price of a concealed carry permit is low and the training is minimal.
Right. So,
there are a lot of us that weren't there before. We've got about 30 seconds. When we come back, I'd like to talk about a self-defense gun story that I wrote that to me seems so timely. It's like it couldn't have happened 3 years ago. It's a little time capsule.
Okay. Let's do that. Tell everybody how to find you in the meantime.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I'm a co-host on the Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com, and from there, it's picked up and carried on Ammoland. Once a week, I get to talk to Bill and the Ninjas.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Time on the firing line from the guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years, supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Rob Morse, and we're going to have a self-defense gun story.
Indeed, and this one caught my eye. It's contemporary, and it's out of California. Look, you're absolutely right. If you say California, you're right, you're right, you're right. It's the Bay Area, L.A. Basin. Can't get a permit. There are millions and millions of people in California who can and who do. This comes out of Valley Springs, just a little bit east of Stockton in the Central Valley. Happens at night, a little after midnight. You and your roommate hear a crashing sound. Well, that's not right. You grab your gun and bump into your roommate in the hallway. Already there's a stranger inside your house. This intruder attacks you and your roommate. You shoot at the intruder until he stops attacking you, and now you and your roommate can back up and call 911. Police get there. They sort it out. EMS looks at the intruder. Not, he's dead at the scene. Unfortunately, you and your roommate are injured. This guy was crazy. They take you and your roommate to the hospital to treat your injuries. The deputies, though, identified your attacker as a meth addict. He used to live at this address before you bought the home. You called the deputies after the addict walked into your home the day before. You didn't know who he was. Well, the police later found him and arrested him, and a judge, when he appeared in court, released him that morning. The crazy man said he'd be back, and he was. You're not charged with a crime. Bill, it seems that many people are getting a gun for the first time because they think the world's gone a little crazy. They might not be wrong. They could be right. when a meth addict breaks into your home, guy's clearly out of his mind, and a judge releases him anyway. Wow. Now, the news article called it, quote, a gunshot fatality. This was a death due to drugs and a bad judicial system.
Indeed.
Well,
do they have, let's see, L.A., that their D.A. is Gascon. Was he in charge?
Right.
Is he the one that let this guy?
No. This is in Valley Springs, California, up near Stockton, center of the
state.
Closer to Sacramento. Yeah, out in the middle. Actually, that's close enough to the foothills. That's probably recreational lakes. Get farther south and it becomes agricultural.
Now, do they have bail reform in California? I mean, if they don't, I mean, that'd be one of the few things they don't have. I mean,
great question. I need to follow up. I can't tell you for sure.
When I say bail reform, I'm talking about where there's no bail. So, I mean.
Right. Yeah. But, okay, to all the new gun owners out there, you have a roommate. What do you do if you both rush into the hallway? Well, if one of you are armed, okay, what if your unarmed roommate is attacking the bad guy? Do you say, get out of the way because I want to shoot him? Look. Armed defense is complex. Adding other people to it makes it more complex.
Yeah.
Bill, you used to do a lot of hand-to-hand work.
Yeah.
Wow. So suddenly the notion of some hand-to-hand skills just to create space look really good. Also,
yeah, and
that's to go to the hospital.
That's the limit that I actually pursue things nowadays as far as hand-to-hand. I mean, if I have to do something like that, I'm just going to hit them just enough to pull back and be able to draw the weapon without him being able to get a grip on it. And I might, you know, if he keeps on coming, I may slap him with it.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I like to get my I always like to get my slides serrated.
Wow.
So, okay. Gather a little DNA while I'm at it. Yeah.
Well, but, okay, you're a new gun owner. You hear a crash in the night. Did you turn on the room, the lights in the room? Did you bring a flashlight? There's this thing called a safety plan, and 2 in the morning is the wrong time to sort it out. So walk through it with your roommate. Walk through it with your family. And explore the options, okay? Can one of you turn on the light, and the guy with the gun, do you want him out in front? Do you want him in behind? What happens if there's a bad guy between the two of you? Whoops. All of a sudden, that gun is not the tool for the job. Have you practiced presenting your firearm in low light or shooting at contact distance? There's so much to learn. You will figure it out. Take it step at a time. But even having a flashlight in your hand and using a firearm, it takes some practice. Give yourself the benefit of the doubt and practice with it. Should we go on to Ohio next?
Let's go to Ohio.
Well, we were just talking about the right to keep and bear. Ohio is about to vote on constitutional carry, or as they call it, permit optional. Now,
okay.
I was listening to the debate. You still get your permit. It's just optional. Where a guy said, when I was in law enforcement, we'd look at a permit to know if someone was a risk. And I go, well, you could do that now. But didn't you treat everybody as a risk? Yes, they did. So the law enforcement officers that I know would rather the honest people were carrying because they're pretty sure they can't stop the dishonest ones. I got stopped for a speeding ticket. And I stumbled into a speed trap. And I go, do you want to see my license? He goes, oh, thank you for telling me you're carrying. No, it's only the honest people who tell me they have a permit. Huh. Well, this guy deals with hundreds of people a day. I think he's got it sorted out.
Yep. Yep. Those were the duty to inform.
which we don't have, but all my cop friends said, look, I want to know. And I just figured, yo, I'd rather tell you than have you wonder. Can you give me some news on Lindsey Graham? There have been some stories coming out that
yeah.
he did some atrocious things.
Yeah, I was filling in yesterday on WORD, and somebody sent me his text on the text line that he had ordered, he had told the Capitol Police to shoot at the insurrectionists, at the rioters. He said, we gave you guns for a reason, now you need to go use them. And apparently yeah. that's actually a thing. I didn't think that was a thing. I thought that was just a thing people were saying. But I've seen it in more than one source now. So, you know, Lindsey Graham is, he's always been a rhino. He's always going to be a rhino. He was tight with McCain. He's a completely, purely political animal.
Yeah.
Is the best, and that's the nicest thing I can say about him. He also is so entrenched that whenever, you know, instead of us getting out here and finding one good candidate to go up against him, we'll get 12. And then all 12 of them get in there in the skirmish. Nobody will get out there and pull themselves away from the herd to gather enough steam to where they can actually be the one to push him into a runoff.
Yep.
And it's always a bunch of infighting. Last time that happened, I was involved with Gun Owners of America, and they were going to endorse one of them. And they just, you know, when I went to go do it, turned out that one other organization was endorsing all of them, but none of them knew that. So they took their money, they took the money from that place, and just sat there. And then two weeks before the re-election, they were calling me going, hey, give us that. We're running out of time. So thank you for joining me, sir.
My pleasure, Bill.
All right. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.